Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
With me this Thursday to advise you about the options to dress your windows. Jenny Sheehan, interior enthusiast, and interior designer Emma Delaney from April and the Bear, both with me in studio. Good afternoon.
Hello.
087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number. First of all, so this is more than curtains and blinds, this is shutters, and what other options?
Even privacy, like window film, where you can make your window private without necessarily blocking off any light. And there's a lot can go wrong with curtains and windows. Yeah. We had a bad relationship with curtains, I think, as a country for a long time, and we're getting it right now.
So. I would have thought most houses have curtains.
Most people do have curtains, but they're either way too overfilling the space, or they're probably not like providing the right amount of privacy. There's nothing worse than when you have way too much fabric for curtains. And it's obviously extremely expensive for a client to do that too.
Yeah.
But it's something that you need to get right. But both in terms of proportion, but obviously privacy too.
I love the idea. I've kind of started to grow on me in more recent years, those sort of very continental style shutters where you can kind of adapt them. But yeah. I just wonder, do they tend to make a small room smaller?
Yeah, yes. Shutters are a bit tricky, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can.
They kind of feel like, I think for certain rooms, they're fantastic. If you have a big open room, lots of space, it's great. But if you have a smaller living room, and you have shutters, I tend to find that they don't suit the space too well.
Yeah, even the space to open, to close them.
Like,
yeah.
do you
have enough of a return in your window? Yeah. Like, is your handle sticking out? Is that going to make it stop? It can be tough.
Right. I'd love to get plantation shutters. Is that what I'm talking about? But they're a mad price, as this texter. Would it look ridiculous if I just got them downstairs and not upstairs on the windows?
Yes, absolutely. Because if you're looking out, or you're outside, you're looking into the house, and all of the windows, they're not absolutely uniform, it looks strange.
It definitely looks strange. I'm totally with you on that. Yeah, don't do that.
Now, here's a suggestion. Just put them on the front windows. Don't put them on the back.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're like a passerby or looking at the front of the house and everything looks lovely and symmetrical, it's fantastic.
I mean, just put cheap blinds in the back then.
You don't need them on the back at all. It depends on who's overlooking you, but they're typically for, you know, privacy with letting kind of air and light in. So you don't always need that at the back unless you're being really overlooked. But absolutely on the front.
Yeah.
And not the back, it's fine.
I love when the home squad are asked to settle a good domestic debate. Yes. My husband is adamant that he wants to get lace curtains, but I hate them. So are there any nice looking lace curtains? I don't want it to look quite old fashioned. We are quite exposed on the road. What's the compromise?
I don't know if he needs lace. I think he needs voil.
Yeah.
I think he needs to look at voil curtains.
Absolutely.
Like a really nice
sheer
voil curtains.
Yeah, sheer voil curtains where you don't necessarily have the lace pattern. What do you think?
You could have like a cotton blend as well. So something, a sheer voil would be lovely, and you could have a very subtle kind of pinstripe detail in it, but something that's very subtle. I wouldn't have
like
lace.
Textured.
Yeah, absolutely. Texture would be gorgeous. Be so nice.
Yeah, the voil is nice. It's just basically plain sheer.
It's a nice sheer curtain, but you're right. You can work in some texture through that with the linen blend or a cotton blend so that the stitching is a bit more obvious and it's a bit more rough. So you kind of get that antique lace feel and texture, but you don't have to.
Is voil the modern day lace?
You know, a lot of the times now, there are people, or a lot of our clients, they use recessed track curtains as well. So where you have like a double track which is recessed into the ceiling, and you'll have one, say, sheer voile on one track, and the second one will be maybe a more kind of heavier weight fabric, and it looks so lovely.
Yeah,
it's really, really well done. Really lovely.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number if you have a question for the Home Squad this Thursday. Geraldine says, on the window conversation, for an ordinary residential home, is it feasible to get external permanent shutters? I've lived overseas where they're actually really common in some countries. They're brilliant for security, protection from the weather, but also maybe a little bit noisy. What are your thoughts? She means outside shutters. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, I know in France and things like that, they have lovely outdoor shutters that look like amazing, but I don't know whether I'm sure you can get them in Ireland, but they're probably not as niche, or they're probably more niche here.
They're great in those warmer countries, especially summertime, for keeping the heat out so in the middle of the day. I know that's what they're typically used for. I have a question about whether you'd need planning permission to get shutters put on the outside of your house. It depends on where your house is.
Building regs.
Potentially there could be regulations around it. So double check that, make sure that you can get it. And then if you can, I mean, there's no real reason not to, but just make sure it works with the style of your house again and that you need it. Like, we probably don't necessarily need it in Ireland because we're not blocking out a huge amount of heat. So you could have them, you know, just affixed open.
Listeners looking for, sorry, this listener has white Venetian blinds all over their house. They can't afford to replace them. So can you paint them or will they look worse? So now hang on first. Are the Venetian blinds, are these the same as the plantation shutters?
Venetian blinds are the lined, you know, the strips where you twist it.
Where the light can get fully in. I don't know if I would paint them. I think that might be a bad, like a faux pas. But I don't know, what do you think, Jenny?
I'm going to say no to painting Venetian blinds. I've never heard or seen of it done. That's not to say it couldn't be done, but I've never heard of seeing it done, and I can't imagine it going well. Now, it depends on the fabric. Some Venetian blinds are, they're kind of a fabric style, and then some of them are, you know, metal style, you know, the really noisy ones that you'd have. I don't know how you would go about painting the first type and the second type. It wouldn't take a dye well, because they're typically some type of polyester.
Exactly.
So I think no. And I think your best bet is to just look for, like we were talking about IKEA earlier, right? Because they're in the news at the moment. They've got huge profits in Ireland at the moment, and personally for good reason. There are really affordable plain blinds out there. So I would look again at replacing, because I think the expense of painting and dyeing could be significant.
It's a lot of risk, I suppose, if it doesn't work out for you. Can you buy any decent window covers to make it look like frosted glass? Our front door has a huge glass panel. You can see right into the house. We can't afford to replace it, but we hate people being able to see in. We didn't buy it. It was on the house when we moved in. Any other suggestions?
Oh yeah, you can get absolutely like lovely films for kind of glass, but it, you know, you can just stick them on and take them off again. They're very easy to remove, and they're
Where
would you get them? I think probably. I mean, I've seen some on Amazon.
Yeah, look for reviews, because there's so many. Yeah. I don't know of one specific supplier, but you will find rolls on Amazon. It's not rocket science. So just look for ones that have really good reviews. They're not hard to put on. You cut them to size. You press them on. You need a little squeegee or something like that. They typically last for ages. Yeah. And
especially for bathrooms, they're great.
So you can basically get this frosted glass kind of panel that they're talking about.
You can get so many different patterns. Yeah. It can be plain. Frosted, it can be reeded, it could have patterns on it, whatever you like. So I think,
Are blackout blinds or curtains better to buy? Looking for a child's bedroom. I'm saying blackout blinds. Oh, I have blackout blinds everywhere in the house.
Blackout blinds, and then what you could do is you could dress it with a lovely sheer curtain on top to kind of hide the...
Not lace.
Ideally not lace. But yeah, I think if you're kind of pairing both a roller blind and a curtain, it's lovely. It's really
definitely
nice.
Yeah.
You can, if you search around, I managed to find blackout blinds that were not mad expensive as
Again,
well.
Sorry, I'm not being paid here, but IKEA, they have amazing blackout blinds. And the only thing is they're all standard sizes, so if they fit your window, great. If not,
Very briefly, Roisin is wondering, we've got big back patio windows with sliding doors, 4.5 metres. I was thinking about curtains. Can you recommend companies that are good for selling those big size curtains, or do I need to get them custom made? I'd imagine it could be super expensive. Curtain shopping?
I think Corcoran's window dressings are fantastic. But what I would recommend for her is definitely custom, because it looks like she's got a lot of glazing there to cover up for privacy. So it's just having something that's quite minimalistic. Mm-hmm. You know, even if she could get a track system going there, it'd be great.
It's really worth heading down to the panelling centre, or not the panelling centre, the fabric outlet. Yes. They have one in Kildare if you're near Dublin. That's one of their things. And they've so much fabric, and you pay per metre, and then you can get that made into a curtain. It's not the cheapest, but it is.
Do you know what I find sometimes? Like the small, independent, little interior shops. I've stopped in Carrick and Shannon. I've stopped in Longford before. And often, even in Bundoran as well, if you go in there, when they have sales on, I've actually picked up curtains that are like really affordable.
They can be had, but they're ready sized. So if you're getting something custom, it's worth it. It's definitely worth it.
A lot of people here looking to do up their windows. For the moment though, Jenny Sheehan, Workers Cottage on social media, on Instagram, Emma Delaney from April and the Bear Interior Store. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. conversation that counts.